To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What I wanted to talk about today, in sticking with the Christmas spirit, I wanted to ask everybody, of course, I won't be able to hear you yet, so we'll figure this out so I can take phone calls, but I wanted to ask everybody the question is, what is the most impactful present you've ever received? What is something that's been, you know, the most memorable to you? Maybe it got you into a new hobby or set you in a new direction, or maybe it was just something that was super thoughtful that you never forgot. Maybe it was a special toy when you were a child or even something as an adult. So I wanted to ask that question at 803-0930 and *930 if you want to join us. I also want to talk some serious stuff as well. In the 2 hours that we have, you know, it seems to me that, and I'm going to call it the war on drugs, but I'm going to expand it a little bit to the what it feels like almost a war on children. And I was listening over the top of the hour break, and we had found out about this earlier in the day, but this girl in Depew who has now been removed from her senior year because of this, you know, lack of a meningitis booster because of an adverse reaction. And it seems like between, you know, the lack of concern for a child like this and not using common sense, between Democrats seemingly, you know, cheering on the actual drug boats, you know, which obviously we've lost so many children. I mean, you're talking about a child dying about once every 11 minutes in this country. That's just unacceptable. One child dying every hour is unacceptable. Every 11 minutes is outrageous. 110 children die, 1,000 children die a year in this country, if not more. The estimates I've seen has been as high as 150,000. And so how anybody can support the drug boats, I don't know. I don't understand how that works, where you say, you know, these might be something else, or they should deserve due process. Or I heard one guy even say, a Democrat politician say, well, they might be moving luggage over. We don't know. We should capture them and blah, blah, blah. I could care less that we're blowing them up. I think more of it. I mean, considering that during the 7 years of the Vietnam War, we lost around 55,000 Americans. We lose twice that at least every single year in this country, and children as young as 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. And so it seems as if there is a part of this country that just seems like there's a lack of concern for kids in general. And I don't know if this is something that's more recent, if this is something that, you know, is spawning from when we just simply shut down the schools and deprive these kids of their education. But it seems to me like this drug boat thing is pretty much a no-brainer. I mean, we have an epidemic in this country. So I wanted to ask that question as well. You know, do you support the way that the Pete Hegseth and the Department of War is going about this new war on drugs? I do. I say the more boats they can blow up, the better. I mean, the more boats that they can take out and the more supply chains they can disrupt, the better it will be. To me, you know, if you can stop it at the source before it even gets here, I think that's the best way to do it. What they've done in Mexico, the drug cartels, I mean, is they have infiltrated pretty much all of the politicians, right? Whether it's a local town or village or police departments or you know, all the way up into the federal bureaucracy. And it's starting to happen in this country, right? There was just this week, there was a major indictment of a high-level DEA official during from the Obama administration that was caught colluding with the one of the drug cartels in Mexico. This, and remember, this is the one of the, a federal DEA official, right? Supposed to be in charge of enforcing, you know, the crackdown on drugs, and here he was actually working with the cartel to move, you know, pounds of cocaine and millions of dollars through our country, right? And so, to me, if we allow these cartels to infiltrate, which they already have our country, and now begin to corrupt our officials, we know our politicians are totally corruptible, right? That is totally and completely obvious. So I don't think it would take very much for them to be, you know, blinded by money that the cartels can throw at them. That's for sure. So to me, this new war on drugs that they're going with, I think it makes perfect sense. So anyway, if you're just joining us, you've got Glenn Wiggle and Ron Wasko. I can't really roll Ron in yet. I'm sorry, Ron, because we're having some technical issues. So really, it's just now me talking into a microphone without any headphones, being able to hear myself or you. So I apologize there. But Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, we will take calls and questions. I'm going to switch technology at the bottom of the hour here. We'll go back to Zoom. We'll see how that works. Hopefully we can take some calls, and if we can get there, then I'm happy to take your calls on anything that has to do with you and your money as well. So markets have been choppy, although seem to be stabilizing a bit here as we approach the end of the year. But of course, any questions you have on you and your money, we've been on the air for 26 years here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking money and politics really since the year 2000. So if you have financial questions, if we are able to take your call at some point, I'll certainly be happy to answer those questions as well. 803-0930-930. And then, of course, don't forget we do a show every Saturday from 1 to 3 right here on WBEN as well. We've done that for, again, 25 years. So tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3. You can hear us there as well. So, and, of course, if you need us throughout the week, if you have a question or something more personal, need to schedule an appointment or just need advice, you can always call us at our office at 833-FIN-GUYS or go to our website at thefinancialguys.com, where you can find out everything that we do. So at so that's the show today. Basically, I wanted to talk about most of those things and kind of roll through what your thoughts are on, you know, how the administration, the president, President Trump administration is doing when it comes to the war on drugs. I think that's where he gets an A when it comes to border safety. And this new front he's opened up on the war on drugs, which seems to be working. I know reports I'm seeing from news reports around the world that and this is around the world that literally the cost of some of the cocaine and things like that are up 50%. Great, make it even more expensive, blow up more boats, go right to the source. I think that's the absolute best thing that we could possibly do. So again, 803-0930-930. We'll try to stack up some calls and get ready. Someone we can take them. We'll go to him right after the other break. The other thing I think this administration is doing a phenomenal job, again, it comes back to safety and security. One of his best picks was Tom Homan, hands down. And I'm not sure if you've seen the latest reports this week, but again, you know, the war on kids from the Democrat Party, the Biden administration lost 300,000 children. I'm going to say that again. They lost 300,000 unaccompanied minors that came to this country. They literally handed these kids a hotline number in case you have any problems with your sponsor that we're going to hand you over to, where in some cases they were handing over, you know, a half dozen kids to one sponsor that had no with no verification of relation whatsoever. I mean, just absolute ridiculousness. There was nobody to answer the hotline. That was the worst part about it. Nobody was picking up the phone. So when these kids called the number, thousands and thousands of calls went unanswered. Well, Tom Homan this week just announced that 62,000 children have been rescued. 62,000 children have been found and rescued that were in the sex trade and forced labor and all kinds of just terrible stuff. So did you hear everything I was talking about, at least, Ron?
I did. Yeah, I got you. I'm up to speed on that. And I agree with you 100% on both counts. Tom Homan by far has been Trump's best hire, which isn't – isn't saying much confidence in some of the other ones, but he's doing a great job. I think people are going to find that the more illegals we're able to get out, the less problems this country is going to have. They're going to have less crime. There's going to be more affordable housing. There's going to be less inflation. There's going to be less drugs. There's going to be less sex trafficking. I think just as a whole, if we get back to core American values, which is getting people out of this country who don't belong here and want nothing to do with assimilating, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like in so many ways, there's just such a, you know, it's just a war on kids in a way. I mean, it's I listened to the top of the hour a news and you know, we talked about this earlier this morning, and we are in contact with a family. We're going to have an interview on our show this weekend with the family for this this girl Kaylee in Depew, where they just basically kicked her out of high school. Right, you're done, because she didn't get the second booster for meningitis. And I don't know if we just have removed our brains from our heads. I mean, the response from the school district was atrocious. We've reached out to the superintendent of Depew to try to see if they want to join us on Saturday to tell us their side of it. But, it, you know, this is, you know, again, you're talking about a kid, a 17-year-old kid. You're wrecking her senior year for what? Because she didn't get a second booster shot of a meningitis. If everybody else has the vaccine, doesn't that protect them? I guess, am I missing something on these vaccines? But there seems to be a lack of concern when it comes to kids. Like, well, the bureaucracy says this, so out you go, kiddo. Like, no, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Can we think about how that might affect this actual child? No, no thought there whatsoever.
Yeah, there's no empathy. There's no common sense. I think what they're looking at is they're just looking at legal liability, right? So if God forbid, somebody does get sick, and they're able to point back to this one girl not getting a second booster, then I guess they're worried they're the board or the school district might get sued or something.
If the other kids have the shot, how do they get? And then the other question is, if they have other like immigrant refugees in these schools, and I know that they do, how are they verifying their shot records?
Well, they're not, because they don't have any.
So where's the liability there then? Do they not worry about that liability then?
Apparently there's no liability when it's brought by some illegal migrant.
But doesn't the vaccine protect you? Like, if I'm vaccinated against something like meningitis,
right,
aren't
I
then protected?
Sick. You should
if
be.
If you get meningitis, then I have the vaccination, and you're around me, don't I get protected? Isn't that how that works?
At least that's how they sell it when they're jabbing everybody.
Exactly right. Anyway, I don't know. I just, again, I look at all these, you know, decisions that either the Democrat and I don't know for sure that the leadership of the Depew school district is liberal or conservative. I'm just guessing. I mean, based on the stupidity, I'm guessing, you know, based on that decision to remove this child. Again, we'll talk more about it on Saturday. But when it comes to these drug boats, that's a real no-brainer, right? Just getting back to that for a second. I mean, it seems as if you look at these boats and they're obviously drug boats. I mean, But the mental gymnastics that these Democrats go through. I heard one literally say, "Well, we don't know that they could be ferrying luggage over to the states." Like, are you serious?
Sure,
is that a thing?
That's it.
I mean, just to fit to their little, you know, worldview, I guess.
Well, and then what it prompts the question too, Glenn, is why, right? Why are the Democrats so quick to jump in to try and protect these drug smugglers? It's almost like if you look back at prior administrations like Obama, you might wonder why they were running a bunch of guns from Arizona gun shops over the border into Mexico. You know, are the Democrats secretly working with the cartels to carry out some of their dirty work over here to keep their hands clean? Are they laundering money for them? Are they stealing elections for them? Are they snuffing out people that they don't like for them? One might wonder.
Well, we know the one guy. Who is this guy here? Here it is. A top former Obama DEA official. He was just indicted. I've got the audio here I can play.
I think it was laundering money. Was it for money laundering?
Yeah, money laundering and distributing drugs, all kinds of stuff. Here's a quick clip.
So Fox News alert, a high-ranking Obama DEA official was just indicted for trying to help the cartel.
Paul Campo conspired, allegedly, to launder up to $12 million in drug trafficking proceeds.
So it's you know, it's already happening here on our soil. We've seen what's happened over in Mexico, and it's been a disaster. So anyway, got to take a very short break. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll talk more about this. We'll be able to now take your calls and questions. 803-0930, star 930 is a free call and a cell, 1-800-616-9236. You've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle and Ron Waskow, in for Tom Bowerly. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we go to Roscoe in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we will open the phone lines off. You do want to join us. 803-0930. Star 930 is a free call and a cell. 1-800-616-9236. Of course, we were talking before about the drug boats and whether you approve, disapprove. I don't know how anybody could disapprove, but somehow Democrats are finding a way. And then we're also asking the question, what is your most memorable gift that you ever received, or something memorable, something meaningful, something that maybe set you on a different course? We'll talk about that and take some calls as well. 803-0930 and star 930. And of course, if you have financial questions, we are the financial guys, of course. I'm doing this for 26 years on the radio, and we're welcome to take any questions that you have on you and your money, whether it's your 401k or just the market in general. So, whatever, just shoot them at us. We're happy to answer them. 1-800-616-9236. And we do have a call, I think, on finance. If we, I don't know where it went. I don't have the mouse in front of me. Can you, who was the name on that, Tanner? I got to reach the...
Looks like Joyce, Glenn.
Joyce. We'll go to Joyce. I'll click that during the when she's talking. I just got to move away from the mic to be able to reach the mouse to do that. So, Joyce, how are you? What is your question?
Yeah. Hey there, Glenn. Hey, Ron. My question is 529 plans for my grandkids. What's the best way to go about this? Are there different rates or different plans?
There are different plans. You'd probably want to use a New York State plan because you get a deduction for that. But, Ron, how does it work? It's not just necessarily a rate, right? But you have different investment options that you can choose from. How do you explain that, how that
Correct.
Works in New York?
Yeah, so you've got specific mutual funds. New York State partners up with, I believe it's J.P. Morgan. They offer funds. They give you a credit on your a deduction on your state tax if you participate in a New York specific plan, which you lose out if you go with a non-state sponsored plan. You could potentially find maybe some better investment options if you go outside the state plan, but then again, you're losing that benefit for the state taxation you get staying inside the New York plan.
Usually there's allocation options to choose from, Joy. So you can be conservative or very aggressive, but they're usually allocation type portfolios that you're choosing from.
Okay, all righty. Yeah, I just want to set something up for the grandkids. And, Ron, I could probably give you a call sometime during the week and talk to you about it.
Perfect. That'd be great.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
You still got that Tilray?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad I dumped mine.
Well, thanks for the call, Joyce. We appreciate it. 833-FIN-GUYS is the office number if you want to call us there. 633-1515 locally. Again, 633-1515. Something else to consider in addition to 529s are the new Trump accounts. And those are interesting. So if you're under a certain income level, you actually qualify for a special contribution where they're making a $1,000 contribution for kids, I think, that were born in the last or will be born in the next 4 years, something along those lines. But whether you are, you know, getting that extra $1,000 or not, you do have the ability to fund these things up to the age of 18, and they do grow tax deferred, and you can use them then for a qualified education. So similar, not deductible, of course, but you do have that tax deferral. So that will kick in as part of the big, beautiful bill starting in January. One of a few things as part of that big, beautiful bill. A couple good things in that bill, really. I mean, obviously, extending the tax cuts were huge, right? That really, really important. Extending the opportunity zones was big. That's done a lot for investment in inner cities. But the new tax deductions, or I should say, I'll call them loopholes, I guess, no tax on tips, right? Then a special deduction for seniors. You know, these are all kicking in. Of course, the Trump accounts, these are all kicking in January 1st, which I think will have a positive impact, especially when it comes to the no tax on tips. So, Ron, what's the limit on that? Do you know what the tip limitation is?
I don't. I haven't caught wind of it yet. I know some states are fighting to keep the state tax attached to the tips, but I haven't heard what the total is there on the federal end.
No, I think the states can, right? They can tax whatever they want.
Sure.
The Fed, but
that's right.
What a rub that is. So you get there's no tax on tips at the federal level, but the state still, of course, the state's still getting, they have no money. New York State has no money to plug the budget gap. Now what we're finding out, and I think why a lot of, not to jump all over the place, but why these states are not sending in their data on the SNAP program and the other Medicare programs is they're using the fraud in those programs to plug other budget gaps. And now that we're all of a sudden, you know, shrinking those the contributions to those states that are not participating, suddenly there's all kinds of budget issues that they're having. So, lo and behold, I think a lot of the accounting tricks that they were using was just basically moving money from one pocket to another.
Well, they know, Glenn, that the administration's going and they're trying to root out fraud. That's been one of their big mandates, on top of holding some of these lawfare groups accountable, is to get the fraud out and cut spending. So the states know, and they know they'll be on the hook too if they end up sending the numbers in. Same thing with the voting rolls. It's exactly why they don't want to send the voter rolls in too.
Well, the voter rolls, I wish we would, you know, when you look at the Republican Party, I mean, we're going to, the midterms are not looking great. I mean, to be honest, and it's not anything because of Trump. It's just the lack of doing anything at the congressional level. We should be talking about, and it should have been done already, voter ID. I mean, some sort of voter ID law. If you don't do that, you know, you're never going to fix the system. I mean, the amount we know this now, the Social Security numbers that they've handed out, the extra voters that we've had in these things, the mail-in ballots. I mean, all that needs to be fixed, or they're just going to steal the next election, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think that's what they want. I don't think the Republicans want to win the midterms. I think they want to lose the midterms and set Trump up to be, impeached for a third time. And then he's going to end up spending his last 2 years fighting that, so he can't get anything done. It's a real uniparty in D.C. So the Republicans aren't a lot better than the Democrats at this point. And I think if nothing else, Trump's exposed them for that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, all right, 803-0930, *930 is a free call, and it's 1-800-616-9236. We're asking two questions, and I forgot to ask the questions of the last caller, so sorry. But do you agree with this new, the new front on the war on drugs, where we are now out in the open international waters blowing up these drug-running boats? Is that something that bothers you? That's something you support. I'm in full support of it. I think it's fantastic. I want more of it. I remember when Obama was droning people, it didn't seem to be a problem. In fact, he got a Nobel Peace Prize for it. Amazing. Now suddenly it's a big issue when it's drug boats. It's crazy.
Yeah, nobody cared. I remember seeing videos on the news of guys running out of their Toyota pickups as it blowed up, and you know the Hellfire missiles taking the guys out too. And no one seemed to be complaining about it then.
Yeah. So anyway, the second question is, have you ever received, what kind of, I guess, what present is most memorable to you? What have you received as a gift on Christmas that, you know, either maybe set you on a new hobby or maybe was something that was, you know, very special or very thoughtful or something you've just never forgotten, whether it was when you were a kid, maybe it was a super awesome toy that you always, you know, you dreamed of, you know, dreamt about and wanted and your parents got it for when you were a kid, or maybe it was something as an adult that was a special trip that, you know, a spouse gave you or something. I'm just curious as to, you know, I'm looking for ideas as well. Let's be honest here. 803-0930, star 930 is a free call to sell. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to comment on either of those two things, and I'd like to hear what you have to say at News Radio 930 WBEN. So, but this drug boat thing, it's amazing to me. I don't understand how you could be, of all the topics or all the issues to take up, it seems like the Democrats want to take up these 90-10 issues. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody who doesn't agree with blowing up drug boats. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody who is, you know, like, well, we got to bring them here and put them on trial and give them a fair why. Like, it's obvious that they're drug boats. They don't care who they kill with these drugs. 110,000 kids a year, every year, for years now, is way too many.
Well, if you stand to lose money from it, Glenn, you're going to be upset that it keeps happening.
Yeah, I guess so. And now we know, right, with the Obama DEA official being indicted this week for on money laundering and thousands and thousands of millions and millions, not thousands of dollars, millions and millions of dollars, right?
The other thing with it too, I think it's a little bit bigger than just the drug boats themselves. I think for whatever reason, the Democrats are really, really out to get Hegseth. They fought hard in his confirmation to try and block him there, and they weren't able to do that to get the job done. So now they're coming after him still, and they see this as a hot button issue that they can potentially exploit to maybe get him impeached or get Trump to fire him. But he's not going anywhere.
It doesn't seem to be working, though. It doesn't seem like, yeah, right. It's not going anywhere. It doesn't seem like people are, I guess it was what, the Washington Post that came out with a story. Oh my God, they circled back and finished off the survivors. And then of course, the New York Times came out and actually debunked it. But the reality of it is I heard, I think it was a congressman from Texas say, you know, we're at war with these drug cartels. When we're at war with somebody, we don't, you know, send a missile into to your point, their Toyota, and they'll let the survivors just scatter. No. We circle back and take them all out. That's what we've always done. That's to your point with Obama. That's exactly what he did. If you recall, actually, I think Biden droned a family in Afghanistan. You know, thought it was the a bombing group. No flack there. Stuff happens with the fog of war, but you don't leave the survivors on the battlefield to go fight another day, right? The idea is to kill the enemy, and in this case, These narco terrorists, as Trump has classified them, are the enemy. I mean, they're killing 110 plus thousand Americans a year, every year we lose more Americans to drug overdoses than half of the time in Vietnam. Crazy. I have 55,000 deaths in Vietnam over 7 years, 110,000 every year. That's war to me, and I think they're absolutely right for what they're doing. 803-0930. Star 930 is a free call on a cell, 1-800-616-9236. I'd like to know what you think. And then again, I'd like to ask you about your best present ever received or most memorable. What was your most memorable, Ron? What was something you remember as a kid? Or not even as a kid, but just memorable in general. What was the best present you ever received or most memorable?
That's a good question. I remember getting a guitar. I was probably about 7 or 8. I really, really wanted to learn to play guitar, and I got a guitar, but I never learned to play it. I kind of could kick myself in the butt that hadn't had the chance to do that. Maybe that's something I'll look forward to in retirement, taking up the guitar and finally learning that.
There's still time. When I was about 12 years old, I might be 10 years old, I was already taking drum lessons, which I had to beg my parents to start taking for a long, long time. But then that Christmas, I got my first drum set, and I did pick it up, and I played for decades, and I all through high school and in college, and it was fantastic. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930 if you want to join us. We're asking the question, do you agree with the blowing up the drug boats in the international waters? I certainly do. And then the question, next question is the most memorable gift. It's Christmas time. I thought we'd do something a little fun, towards the end of the day here and talk about the best and most memorable gift. Ron, you got a guitar, but you didn't pick it up. I got my drum set. So when I wanted to play drums, I went a great drum teacher, Bob Accurso, great guy, took drum lessons forever from him for years. But he said, you got to start on this practice pad. If he sticks with the practice pad, then you'll know, you know, he wants to he'll be serious about it. So you start on literally a little pad. It's like about the size of the base of this microphone, like a 4-inch rubber pad with a little stand to it. And you start on that, learning all your rudiments and, you know, things like that. And I played on that pad for what felt like forever. It was probably just a matter of several months, but I played on that pad and I got good, you know, with the rudiments and followed along. And the drum teacher must have told my parents, okay, it looks like he's serious, so go ahead and buy him the drum set. And I'm sure it was probably a lot of my father as well as my mom, but, you know, my father is a really great gift giver, and he was always very thoughtful. And I'm sure it was a big part of, you know, we got to get this kid a drum set. And it was, that was for me, not only memorable, but important, because that was a big part of my life, right? I mean, you know, that's a hobby that I picked up and continued on, you know, played in bands in high school and played in bands in college. And I didn't play a lot after, unfortunately. And I'm hoping to find some time as my last child goes off to school here next year and I'm an empty nester to get back to maybe playing out a little bit. But now I'm a big hunter, so the times don't align. You know, if I'm going to play out, or, you know, that starts at like 8 or 9, I'm in bed at 8 or 9 now. This is an issue. So I don't know how that's going to line up, but we'll see. Maybe I'll pick it back up at some point. But it kept me out of a lot of trouble. You know, in high school, when a lot of the other kids were off doing stupid stuff, you know, me and the guys were downstairs and in the basement of my parents' house playing music. And it just that's music's a wonderful thing. Music and sports are both very great things for kids. Discipline and practice and all that really does, you know, you learn a lot of great things.
I think the gift of music, Glenn, is underrated. And it's a shame a lot of these schools have gotten rid of and downsized their music curriculum. I think kids get a lot out of that. They're able to express themselves. Like for you, it was a great tool to keep you out of trouble and maybe doing other stuff you shouldn't have been doing as a kid. I mean, when you even look at brain development in younger children, it helps them to develop parts of their brain that maybe don't develop until later in life or even at all, just by being exposed and being involved in music.
Yeah, well, they always take away the things that are going to sting the most, right? They're going to close the parks. They're going to close the ice rinks. They're going to take away music and arts. That's always a threat when the budget doesn't go through. They never say, oh, my God, we're going to lose some administrators. No. You never hear that. It's, oh,
yeah, we're going to cut teachers.
We got to cut teachers, or we got to cut. And, of course, the teachers are always in, like, the arts. You know, they're always in the music and the art program. And it's like, oh, these poor kids are not in sports. They always try to cut the things that hurt the most. Never, never in a million years would you ever hear them say, well, we're going to have to do with three less administrators. It's just never, never is that could happen. It's always what hurts the most. And to your point, it is super important. The school district would function just fine with three less administrators. But a lot of these kids, like you said, would benefit greatly from the discipline of music and sports.
You know what else would help fix the school budgets is getting rid of baseline budgeting. How many times at the end of the year does a school district blow hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on useful stuff because they have to spend up to their budget so they get their automatic 3% increase every year? Because God forbid we incentivize these school administrators maybe to spend less than their budget, right, to try and get by so that we could pass that savings along to the taxpayer.
Yeah, the whole system, the way that they do the budgeting is just broken. They never want to show any savings because then they don't get the same funding. It's the stupidest thing ever. It just doesn't work. But that's what they always want to cut first is the things that the. So anyway, for me, that was huge. That gift was huge. Set me on a path, and you know, went on to obviously, you know, with different sets and different things. But that was great. I saw another gift that was huge. Again, I think it was probably of my father's thought was, and I wasn't even thinking about this, but I had just started hunting. Right after college, I was always a big fisherman since I was a kid. I've always been a big fisherman. But when I got out of school, I hooked up with a high school buddy, and I started hunting. I'd never really hunted before. I never hunted before at all. So it just wasn't into it. I was just into fishing. But he talked me into it. I started hunting. And then, after a year or two of shotgun hunting for deer, my father bought me a bow. Wasn't even thinking about bow hunting. But I got a bow for Christmas, and that set me on the course of bow hunting. I've been a bow hunter ever since. In fact, I spend more time in the woods bow hunting than I do with a rifle or a shotgun. So that's another thing that was a huge gift that really set me on a path You know, that was, again, added a hobby to, you know, to my life that I wasn't kind of expecting. So, you know, that's kind of a cool thing. So I really appreciate that. So anyway, what was the gift that impacted your life, or what was something that set you on a path? We'll talk about that at the other side of the break. If you want to join us, 803-0930, *930 is a free call and a cell, 1-800-616-9236. And of course, we have the financial guys. We'll take those questions as well if you want to throw those at us. And if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Final hour and drive time now, and we approach, we're past 5 o'clock, so the workday is over and drive time begins. Final hour of the Bowerly program, Glenn Wiggle and Ron Waskow in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we're taking your phone calls at 803-0930 and 1-800-616-9236. We're asking a couple of questions. You can answer whichever one you'd like. We're asking the question, do you support the assault on these drug boats? Do you support the president's initiative of simply just blowing these things up in international waters? Well, I'm curious to see what your thoughts are. And then the second question, which is kind of an odd pairing, but I wanted to do some sort of a Christmas theme, is, you know, what is the most impactful or memorable gift that you've ever received? You know, something that maybe started a new hobby for you, or something that was maybe a trip somebody bought you to Italy or something, or you went on with somebody. And we started doing that for a few years in our family. We went to something to read, something to wear, something to travel with, or something or other. It was the four things, right? It was four: something to do, something somewhere to go, something to read, something or other. But anyway, it was a cool concept. We did that for a few years, and it was a little bit different. When you know, at some point, your kids get old enough where it's like, okay, you're not really doing toys anymore, so it's clothes. That gets old. And so, you know, doing things like concerts or whatever, we started doing a little bit of that, and that was always a little bit of fun. So 803-0930, *930 is a free call, 1-800-616-9236. Let's go to the phones and welcome Jay in Amherst, who wants to talk about these drug boats. Hey, Jay, thanks for holding. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Glenn. As long as our government, I believe they can confirm that these are narco-terrorist drug boats. I have absolutely no problem with President Trump taking the leadership and the decisive action with Pete Hegseth to blow them to smithereens.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I do as well. And I think when you've seen the pictures, it looks pretty obvious, right? I mean, I don't see any fishing rods, do you?
No, I don't. But, you know, it's amazing. You know, once again, the crazies in our country, the biased media, you know, where's all the concern about when the drugs come in and they decimate and they destroy lives by the tens of thousands in the communities? There's no hand-wringing. There's none of this nonsense. But once again, you have a president that doesn't kowtow to these lunatics, and I'm all for it. Blow them to hell. As long as they can confirm that's exactly who they are, no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jay. We appreciate it. As the president has said, we know where they're coming from. We know what's on them. We know who's on the boats with them. We know where they're taking them. I mean, I think we've got a pretty good idea. And then you see the videos of these boats. It's obvious they're drug boats, right? I mean, they're, you know, two guys and a whole bunch of, you know, box packages that are, there's no fishing rods. One guy went as far as saying, well, it could be luggage for all we know. I mean, really? How many speedboats in the open ocean do you think are transporting luggage as their main cargo fare? I mean, that's some serious mental gymnastics to fit that into your, you know, twisted, you know, orange man bad worldview, I think.
So Glenn, you mean you're not going to go fishing with a 35-foot completely open hull boat with about 1,100 horsepower of outboard strapped to the back of it in the open ocean?
Yeah, with no fishing rods. That's the best part is there's no fishing rods. Like, you got to have some fishing rods to fish or nets or something. Anyway, I'm all for it. I'm glad to hear that that you are as well, Jay. 803-0930, *930 if you want to comment as well. I forgot to ask him what his favorite most memorable present was, but we'll ask the next caller that. So if you want to join us again, 803-0930 and *930. If you want to ask a financial question as well, again, we're happy to answer those questions also at same number. So, do you remember the Biden administration? We had that awful, you know, exit from Afghanistan, and then it was either right before or right after he sent the drone to blow up a car. He blew up a whole car, right? And he said, "Well, that car was they were transporting, you know, that we they might have had a bomb in the car, right?" Turns out it was a family, mother and husband and two children that he blew up. I don't remember any Democrat outrage at all. Do you?
No, none. I don't remember Democrat outrage when Obama droned a wedding either.
Yeah, or a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. And his 16-year-old kid, too. So
yeah. Yeah.
Like so I said,
yep. Go ahead.
They see this as an opportunity to try and get Hegseth's scalp. It's not going to happen. You know, everything they're doing is by the book. This has been tested over and over again in courts of law, and it's come out that they have legal authority to do this. They need to whine about something, because they can't whine about this My Little Brony dude that supposedly was the pipe bomber, or, you know.
I don't know about that. Do you believe that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
I've seen the video of the person placing the pipe on. It looked like, to me, when they named the female, I thought they had it right.
I thought so too. I thought Steve Baker's analysis was right on.
Yeah, I don't know about this whole. And the other thing is, what's amazing to me is the way they report this. Well, the FBI, I hate to say it, but Bongino and Patel, like, well, you know, this is just good old. We had no new information, just good old fashioned work, and we just kept at it, and we figured it out. What happened for the 4 years prior to that? Because it wasn't like they were working on it.
Right.
They knew. They were just blocking the investigation. Why, you have to ask? What were they
The same guys were there. The same guys were there. If they knew who it was and they cared, they could have exposed it. Somebody could have blew the whistle on them. They didn't. So somebody high up was protecting somebody, and I don't think it was this autistic dude.
Yeah, I think this guy's a patsy, just like the same thing with Vegas, you know, the patsy in Vegas, whatever his name was.
Yep, Paddock, the arms dealer that they said all of a sudden decided to shoot up a country concert, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, Glenn, if you're going hunting and you might need some extra ammo, you're not going to bring extra. You're just going to bring 35 other weapons with you, right, rather than just a box of ammo.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right, as opposed to just more ammo for the same weapons. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, 803-0930, *930 is a free call and a cell, 1-800-616-9236. Asking those couple questions, are you in favor of blowing up these drug boats? I mean, again, we've lost 110,000 Americans per year for as many years now as I can remember. I mean,
and most of them kids. Most of them under 25 years old.
Almost all of them kids. And this is something, when it comes to like fentanyl, this is something that is, you know, it affects, you know, every family, whether you're in a wealthy suburb or you're in the inner city, or, you know, whether you're black or you're white, or it doesn't matter. It just to see, you could be a professional in some cases, you know, people that were just getting contact with it that are trying to rescue somebody that's a paramedic or a police officer that, you know, brush it against their skin. And it's such a powerful thing that they die too. You know, how many kids take it accidentally? They think they're, you know, just simply smoking a joint, but suddenly it's laced with this stuff and it kills them. It's just, there's a lot of innocent deaths out there. You can't look at it and say, well, these are all drug addicts. They're not. Now, do we have that? Oh, yes. And you look at places like Philadelphia, where you've got these little zombie apocalypse looking areas. But for the most part, the majority, I think, of these deaths are, you know, innocent kids that just are not expecting, or maybe experimenting, or just, you know, it takes just one time. You know, that's what I tell my kids. All it takes is one time, one mistake, it's over. That's all it takes when it comes to some of these drugs. Are so powerful. You know, it's just scary. And so, yeah, I'm all for it. Blow them up.
Yep.
Absolutely. Go even further. If you can find where the factories are that they make this stuff in Colombia or Venezuela or Mexico, blow those up too.
Well, I think that's next.
I hope so. I'm all for it. I mean, again, 110,000 Americans a year, mostly kids. We lost 55,000 in Vietnam over 7 years.
Yep.
Right. And that was a disaster, right? 110,000 a year is an epidemic, right? You want to talk about pandemic, epidemic, you know, health crisis. That's the health crisis, is a drug epidemic. So that's the question I have. Are you in favor of it? I certainly am. 803-0930 and *930. And then the holiday question, got to work in Christmas in some way, shape, or form. What was the most memorable or impactful gift that you've received? And what are your plans for this Christmas? Are you upping your budget, lowering your budget? Are you trying to, you know, do more thoughtful gifts? Is there a hot item this year? I feel like every year, maybe because my kids are older now, you got young kids. Is there a hot item for young kids, Ron? I mean, what's out there now that's like the hottest thing for, you know, the little ones?
I don't know. It depends. My girls are little yet, so they're into like the stuffies and stuff. So they want these real live pet things. I don't know if they're seeing them advertised on YouTube when they're watching their Curious George or what. But
is there a craze this year, though? Remember like the Cabbage Patch Kid craze?
I don't think there. I don't think there is yet. At least not in the age group that I'm looking at. There might be for older kids. I'm not, thankfully, not in that zone yet.
I feel like every year there was always that, like, oh, the kids really want this. It's
yeah, at least
hard
every
to
couple
we
years.
We got to look everywhere. Yeah.
At least every couple years, one of these marketing teams goes nuts and hits a home run and something goes viral. I haven't heard of anything yet.
That's good. That's always stressful on the moms. I always felt bad for my wife.
Right.
I got to find this. The kids, all they want is this. I got to find this. Yeah, then you got to go search for it. So less stressful when there's not that one holiday thing that you have to have. So that's good to hear. So anyway, 803-0930, *930 is a free call on itself if you want to join. 1-800-616-9236. Let's sneak in Angela and Elma. She wants to comment on the DePue vaccination story, which, by the way, we are going to cover in detail on our show Saturday 1 to 3. We've been on that time slot for 20-some-odd years, and we don't always talk politics and money. Sometimes we talk local issues, and this is one that we're definitely going to pick up and talk about on Saturday, including interviewing some of the family members. But anyway, Angela, thanks for joining. I appreciate it.
Hi. So I just kind of want to comment a couple things. The first thing is absolutely everybody in the DePue School District that is making decisions on this kid, including this principal, does not have a medical education. He, a person with maybe a master's degree in administration, is saying, I'm not accepting a registered, board-certified, NPI-numbered physician in the state of New York.
I know, it's crazy. But they know better because they're bureaucrats. See, the problem is there's no thinking anymore, Angela. They can't think.
No.
If the book says this, right? If the rules say this, then that's what there's no leeway. There's no discretion. There's no brains. There's no thought. There's no empathy. To Ron's comment earlier, it's just sad. Really sad.
It is, and you know, and I don't like want to bring like the thought of race into this situation, but if this was a kid in Buffalo Public Schools who punched his teacher in the face, they would be able to be redirected to another school and attend school. These people are sworn educators. The teachers, the administration, all have licenses, and they carry this in the state of New York, guaranteeing they will educate children. They literally threw this kid on the street, said, homeschool or on your own, you're done,
yep.
Goodbye,
yeah,
and hope you graduate. And come June 6th, that kid gets to go back to school unvaccinated.
Right. It's unbelievable. It really, the way they're handling this is crazy. So I was going to do that as the entire topic today. I just didn't have the time to.
No, I'm going to listen on Saturday. Believe me.
Saturday for sure, though. We are going to interview the family. We're reaching out to the principal. We're reaching out to the superintendent. You know, our team, Ann and Kelsey and the entire marketing team, Bree and Carly, they're all on it. They are all doing the best they can to get on the story. And you know, good on, I think it was a channel. Who did the story, broke the story?
Seven.
WKBW? Seven. Yeah, good on them for bringing it to light. So just wanted to point that out. So, but yeah, Saturday, we're definitely going to cover the heck out of it. Absolutely.
And taxpayers ultimately are going to pay for this, right?
Always.
They always do. Always. And DePue is one of the smallest districts in Erie County. They've been trying to merge DePue with Cheektowaga and Lancaster for decades. And, let's pay $100,000 to teachers, and no slam of teachers. I love teachers because it's an administrator.
It's the administrators problem, that's the problem.
Exactly. And what does he know? They have a medical exemption, which is a rule. The medical exemption is acceptable. He's choosing to ignore it.
Exactly. They're choosing to come down in the harshest way for this poor kid without any empathy whatsoever. So thanks for bringing it up, Angela. We'd certainly appreciate it. Definitely listen on Saturday. We'll be covering it in depth, 1 to 3 right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, *930 if you want to join us here. Again, we're asking those couple of questions. Do you support the blowing up the drug boats? And we're also asking the memorable president. I keep forgetting to ask Angela. I forgot Angela asked the president. But anyway, if there was a memorable thing.
That,
I know. I stink at this. You'd think after 25 years I'd get it right. But we got kind of the three different topics going. So we're jumping around doing all that stuff. So anyway, 803-0930 and *930 if you want to join us here on the air. Ron, what do you got? Nothing?
Nothing. I'm
nothing.
Blank.
We got nothing. We're out of ideas, folks. No, anyway. Obama got like right out of the bat, he was droning people, and he got the Nobel Peace Prize, like right there, right from the get go. Trump is ending wars. We're blowing up drug boats, and it's like the worst thing in the world, which is just amazing to me.
Well, and you know, the media is always a big hand in the problem with that. They're going to support whatever the administrative state and the Democrats support. So they're the attack dogs for the left to go after Republicans or anybody who doesn't follow the approved narrative.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Looks like just getting some breaking news here out of Kentucky. Fatal shooting at Kentucky State University. Suspect detained. One person killed, another critically injured in an active shooting situation at Kentucky State University in Frankfort on Tuesday afternoon. That was about 3:30. So I think they have that wrapped up now, but second victim taken to the hospital in critical condition. So
I think
our
too,
prayers
Glenn,
and thoughts for sure.
I think there was a fatal stabbing too at a school in North Carolina earlier today as well. And here we go back to the media again. They're always going to tell you, blame the gun. We're going to know within an hour what kind of gun it was, but we'll never hear what type of meds this kid was on.
Yeah, well, that seems to be a recurring theme when it comes to the school stuff. There's a lot of medications and things like that, unfortunately, that seem to definitely impact people in a negative way, that's for sure. So, but that always is for the Democrats, though. No, what is it? The no crisis goes to waste? Is that the
right
theme?
Never let a crisis go to waste.
There you go. Never let a crisis go to waste. There's your theme on that, unfortunately. So anyway, 803-0930 if you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236, and of course, *930. We're asking those two questions. Are you in agreement with the new policy on the war on drugs and taking it offshore? I certainly am. And again, second question, is that present that you received, whether you were a kid, whether you're an adult? I'll tell you another present. I'll hold that till the actual other side of the break. Another present as a real young kid I remember that was really cool, and I just had a whole bunch of fun with it. That was just one of those things that you just don't forget, right? Not it wasn't an Atari. Most of the kids like the Atari, the ColecoVision, all the old video game stuff, but that wasn't it. It was an outside thing. So I'll share that on the other side of the break. If you have something that you want to share, whether it's a question on you and your money, whether it's you want to talk about a present you received or something maybe you're thinking about getting for somebody that is going to be memorable for them. What are your gift ideas? Have you gone to trips or memorable things, or are you still just in the present kind of giving category? So let us know what your thoughts are. 803-0930-930. And finally, do you agree with the new war on drugs and blowing up these drug boats overseas? 803-0930-930 is a free call to sell. 1-800-616-9236. We will be right back. You've got Glenn Wiggle and Ron Waskow here in for Tom Barley on News Radio 930 WBEN.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of the show today. Glenn Wiggle in for Tom Bowerly here, News Radio 930 WBEN. Ron Wasco had to head to a Girl Scout meeting. Always fun having little ones. I remember doing that with my kids, and they were all in Girl Scouts as well. And, you know, great activities for kids. So Ron's out. You got just me. We are going to talk about the drug boats and the gifts for the rest of the show until the top of the hour here. So if you want to join me, 803-0930. Star 930 is a free call and a sell. 1-800-616-9236. And if, of course, if you have any financial questions, we are the financial guys. We've done a financial show right here on WBEN for 25, going on, I guess, 26 years now. We started in 2000, so however many years that is, 25, 26. Been a long, long time. So, of course, if you have financial questions as well, you can throw those at me, 803-0930 and star 930. And if you need us throughout the week, if there's a personal question or a personal financial issue you have, or you want to make an appointment, it's a free consultation, you can always call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com. Let's go back to the phones. We'll welcome Christy down in Cherry Creek. Thanks for holding, Christy. I appreciate it. You're live on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Thanks for taking my phone call. I appreciate the show so much.
You bet.
So I had a nephew who was who overdosed 6 years ago, and he had a 3-year-old at the time. And you know, and he's not the only one. Like, I'm just like, I had a brother who died on crystal meth. I have like the people that I run into, the it's amazing. Like, you can go anywhere and you'll find somebody who's been touched by drug overdose. You know,
it's everybody now.
It's a scourge.
It's awful. It used to 20 years ago, Christy, I remember, and I'm sorry for your losses. 20 years ago, I remember, you know, if you knew somebody who knew somebody who maybe knew somebody who died of an overdose. Now it's like everybody's got somebody in their own family. Whether it's a cousin, brother, nephew, uncle, sister, you know, wife, whatever. It's like it's touched almost every family I know in some way, shape, or form has been touched in a negative way by drugs.
And when I hear it on the mainstream media, like in the morning time, and I mean, I listen to our local news, but it's the wordsmithing that just irritates me when it comes to the national part of the news. When they see things like, you know, 4 people, you know, were killed. I'm like, why don't you talk about, you know, the 400 pounds of heroin, you know, that was intended to, you know, how many young Americans would die, you know, because of whatever drugs were in that boat. You know, if this was a Democrat president that we were under, they would be like, and you know, 400 pounds of heroin was destroyed, instead of saying 4 people were killed. Like, it's, they just wordsmith it to make it always so negative for the current president, because it's just what they do, you know? And I hear that and I'm like, they put as much negative spin as they possibly can on anything that this president tries to do that's in any way a positive situation. They spin it for the negative just all the time, and it just drones on. But I got to tell you, I'm so thankful for what this president's doing. And I'm all about it, you know. And the fact that he's showing that he can do something about it, when I look at the previous presidents that we've had who did nothing about it, nothing about it. And I'm like, well, our young men and women and fathers and sons and daughters, you know, we're dropping dead, you know, by 100,000 a year, you know, and nothing happens.
Nothing. I know. It's awful. And a little bit that they did was nothing. The throw the borders wide open. And the amount of drugs and just bad people that came over the borders, and saying, to your point, Christy, on the way that they framed the headlines, I saw an NBC headline today that said 1/3 of those that we've deported so far did not have a criminal record. And I'm like, well, wait a minute now. Number one, if they're here illegally, they all have criminal records. So that's not true.
Right.
But they could easily have reported the headline by saying 2/3 of the people that we've deported so far have committed additional crimes in addition to coming over the border illegally, right? But no, it's one third didn't have additional crimes, not the two thirds that did, right? Again, to your point, the way that they frame things is it's so obvious. So I think there's so many people now.
Once you get to the place, though, where like you start to actually hear it, like you can, it's like it's people that got to take the red pill, you know what I mean? And they're just like, and their eyes get open and they start to hear it, you know, but otherwise they don't hear it, you know, but once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Like you start to hear it in the news all the time, the way that they frame it, the way that they wordsmith it, you know, in order to be able to either put a constant positive spin. I mean, when President Biden was the president, like, I just could the amount of positive spin or just nothing at all, you know, either neutral or positive, but nothing negative, you know, and all of mainstream media is involved in this. It's the level of evil that comes with this. Like when I just can't fathom it. Like, how do they all orchestrate it all the time, all at once? You know, that boggles my mind. I'm like, how is this possible? Like the level of evil that must be it from the top down. Mm-hmm. It must be. I just can't imagine where it starts and how many people are involved at the top. And there's so much, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible. Money is a good thing, right? And we all need money. We exist on it. But when the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Like I look at that and what we'll do for money, you know, what countries are we willing to prostrate ourselves so that we can have that money? What congressmen are willing to be bought out for that money, you know, and not just congressmen, mayors, I mean, whatever, you know, from the tallest, from the most powerful to the least powerful, people just being bought, you know?
Well, I read earlier about the DEA official under the Obama official that was just indicted. I mean, he was just indicted under money laundering charges for working with. He said this is a guy in the DEA at the federal level under the Obama administration. Right. This guy's supposed to be drug enforcement. Right. He's dealing with the drug cartel to move. I don't know how many pounds of cocaine, millions and millions of dollars. That he was laundering and working with the drug cartel. So instead of enforcing the drug rules, he was actually skimming off the top. To your point, this is what's happened in Mexico. We cannot allow that to happen here. We cannot allow the money to corrupt our officials. But you talk about evil, Christy, and I mentioned this earlier in the show. We lost 300,000 kids, Joe Biden did. 300,000 kids. Now, Tom Homan just announced this week that we've recovered 62,000 of them. And as he says it, he won't even talk about some of the conditions he's found these children in. Forced labor, prostitution, sex abuse, right? Trafficking. It's awful. It's almost like we didn't care. We had people picking up kids at the border that had, so I'll take those six. Oh, here you go. No relation whatsoever. No proof whatsoever. No DNA test whatsoever. Could have been as easy as a cheek swab. Didn't even care. So far, the worst part about it is we gave these kids a phone number. Here, kid, here's an 800 number. If you have an issue, just call this number. Nobody answered the phone. They didn't have anybody answering the phone. Literally tens of thousands of calls for help went unanswered from the Biden administration. That is unfathomable to me. We're talking kids. I don't care where they're from. They're kids, for gosh sakes. Just awful. The evil at that level, I can't even, again, I don't know when to get off on a way long tangent here, but the fact that we don't have the Epstein list, I think tells you everything you need to know about how evil the elites in this country are. And I'm not just talking Democrats. I'm talking Republicans too, right? Both parties have had the opportunity to release that list. Both parties. Yeah. Neither have done it. Why? And of course, then you get Bongino coming out with Cash Patel, which, honest to gosh, looked like a hostage video, right? Here, read these words, right? It was awful. Like, there's nothing to, he committed suicide. There's nothing, there's no list here. Like, nobody believes that.
And anybody who's paying attention, like, I mean, that, you know, you're a critical thinker, you see it and you know it. And, you know, I think about how Dan Bongino, what he's done, like, because he has such a great podcaster and a huge following, you know, and look what he's done to himself.
Right. It's obvious.
I'll never follow Dan Bongino ever again.
How does that happen? Are they being threatened? Is there threats against their family? Like what is going on at that level?
All I can think is that the assets that they have stuff on is so incredible that you want to maintain that leverage. And so therefore you don't say anything because you want, and maybe these people are like, you know, maybe it's a prime minister of another country. Maybe it's, you know what I mean? Maybe. Yeah. And so they keep it under the, and we'll never know unless they talk, you'll never know.
No, it's unfortunate. Well, thank you for the call, Christy. Again, sorry for your losses. I think everybody is in a similar boat where you know somebody who's been impacted. And I'm with you. I'm all for it. Do more. Blow more of them up. You know, take out more drug cartels. All for it, right? So,
and you know, the funny thing is we're probably wiping out percentages of Democrats and probably some Republicans, how they fill their coffers to do political runs, circle around somehow, some way through this
from
drug
a money
run.
Standpoint. Absolutely. From a money standpoint, for sure. No doubt about it. So anyway, Merry Christmas to you, Christy. Thanks for the call.
Merry
I appreciate
Christmas.
It. 803-0930-930 is a free call in a cell. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. Let's go to Pat in Niagara Falls, who has thoughts on blowing up the drug boats. And we're going to ask her about a memorable Christmas gift. So, Pat, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Great, great topic. Thank you. Thank you for letting me get on. If there was a caller of the day, that lady was it, the last caller.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep. She hit everything on the head. She made points. I don't even feel like being repetitive. But the one thing people are forgetting, too, is drugs are money. Money is business. And business is power. So the bottom line is that you could take the, I don't know if you ever heard of a movie called American Made. I think it was with Tom Cruise about a pilot named Barry Seal who flew cargo planes. I mean, I get into it for quite a bit, but
just the one in Arkansas under the Clinton administration.
Yeah, yes.
Yep. I haven't seen the movie, but I know the story 100%. Yeah.
I mean, just to see it on the big screen is like, this is our government at work. No kidding. These are my tax dollars every Friday coming out. Thank you. Yeah. so I just sit and watch 2.5 hours of it. But you guys sit on the head. It's the media that's blowing it up and those that want to mask it and make these drug runners sound like great family human beings that need work too.
Yeah. Maryland dad. Right?
Yeah,
remember the Maryland dad.
It's just unbelievable. It blows my mind.
But Pat, what's a memorable gift? Yeah, what's the most memorable gift, before I forget, what was a memorable gift that you received for Christmas that maybe you started a new hobby for you and you never forgot?
40 years ago, this thing called Nintendo.
It was Nintendo?
The Nintendo.
Yeah.
The first ever, the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I remember.
With the two-corded paddles, Super Mario Brothers, Tetris, and then it just evolved.
You had to blow on the cartridges to get them to work? Is that one?
Yeah. I never put it in so slightly and put it down perfectly.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. And you know what it is now? PS5s, PlayStation 5s.
Yeah. When I was a kid.
In the break account.
Yeah, I'm gonna date myself a little bit, but we didn't have any of those things. We had Atari. So Nintendo wasn't even on the radar yet. But I remember getting a green
machine.
Everybody else had big wheels. And I wanted a green machine. I wanted something different. I was always striving to be different. And I remember my parents bought me a green machine one year, and it was the coolest thing ever. And I loved that thing. I rode the heck out of that thing. It was a great time. So those are some of the memorable gifts for me. That was one of the most memorable ones when I was really, really young. That was probably like 6 or 7 years old. But I still remember that green machine, and it was just something different than everybody else had, and it was just a blast. Everybody was jealous about, hey, what is that thing? It was the coolest thing ever. So anyway, Pat, thank you so much for the call. I really do appreciate
it. You're welcome.
All right, 803-0930 in the fleeting minutes that we have left here on today's show, 803-0930 and *930 if you want to join us. Kind of been all over the board asking about the memorable Christmas gift, but also a lot of comments and calls on the drug boats and really the war on drugs. And I think at this point, you know, again, 20 years ago, it was you maybe knew somebody who knew somebody that this impacted. And today it's everybody's family has been impacted, somebody in their family. And I can't imagine anything worse than losing a child. I just couldn't. And I see these videos that they put up where it's, you know, the Forever Young videos where it's, you know, 14, 17, 13. And a lot of these kids, you know, innocently just tried something, didn't know or weren't even aware, you know, maybe they were handed a joint at a party that happened to be laced. They had no idea, right? Or they took a pill that somebody gave them because everybody else was taking pills. But that particular one happened to have the fentanyl in it that the others didn't. You know, a lot of these are accidents. You know, some of these cases are, you know, police officers or paramedics that brush against these things and have an adverse impact. And sadly, from some of our elected officials locally here, you know, Dr. Overtime, Gail Bernstein, you know, the message of this isn't your grandmother's cocaine, so make sure you do cocaine with a buddy. I don't think that's the right message. I got to be honest. I think the message of don't do hard drugs is probably the right message to have, right? How about don't do cocaine? It could be laced with something that could kill you. You know, how about the message of it only takes one time, right? One mistake could literally be your last. You know, have that conversation with your kids. It only takes one mistake. Not make sure if you're going to do cocaine, son, you do it with a buddy and have some Narcan around just in case you overdose. Like what? That's literally the advice from our county executive and our Erie County Health Commissioner, right? I can go back and find the audio if you don't believe me, but it's there. It's literally do cocaine with use the buddy system and have Narcan around. That was the advice. That's bad advice. That's bad advice. So I'm all for it. I am all for the new opening on the front on the war on drugs, taking it to the cartels directly. I think that's the right idea. It hasn't worked otherwise. I mean, we've had, you know, year after year after year of 100,000+ American deaths, most of which have been children or younglings under the age of, say, 25, right? Maybe that children, but, you know, kids that are way too young to be dying, right? And so anyway, I'm all for it. I want more of it. I think, you know, I don't know where the Democrats get off. Even some of the Republicans, we got to have hearings on this. We're going to pull headsets in front of a Congress. That was a Republican that said that. What are you thinking? Like, this is, I think, for the most part, I think 90% of Americans agree with what we're doing. Let's stop the drugs over there. Let's disrupt the communications, disrupt the supply chains, disrupt the production. That's the way to do it. Trump's got the right idea. I'm happy to see him doing it. So that's going to do it for us. We are out of time here. If you need us throughout the week, folks, remember, we do manage money for a living. You can always go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or call our office at the complimentary consultation, 833-FIN-GUYS. We are one of the few one-stop financial shops. We can handle your financial planning, your investment management, also your Medicare and your home and auto. So again, use us as a resource. If you think like us, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you to everybody at the station. Thank you, Bowery, for letting me fill in. I appreciate it. We will see you Saturday right back here, 1 o'clock, News Radio 930 WBEN. Have a great week.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.